We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Zaina Qureshi. It's Tuesday, September 23rd, 2025, and I'm here to bring you today's top headlines. To start us off, it's Homecoming Week. This week is homecoming at the university, full of events for students, alumni, and family. Sunday's events included the annual Alumni Center Fountain Dyeing, a pancake breakfast at Alice Campbell's Alumni Center, and the annual Illinois Homecoming Run. The Homecoming Parade will take place on Friday. It will start at Kirby Avenue and 4th Street, continue west on Gregory Drive, and then go south on 1st Street. The homecoming game will be on Saturday, September 27th at 11 a.m. against the USC Trojans. Get tickets at fightingalumni.com. Next, International Student and Scholar Services is hosting its Global Talent Show, where global legends take the stage, tomorrow. Keeping in line with this year's homecoming theme, Illinois, where legends begin, the talent show will boast legendary performances from patrons all around the globe. The event will take place in the Fullinger Auditorium and is open to everyone for free. Doors are set to open at 5:30 p.m., with the event running from 6 to 8 p.m. tomorrow night. Be sure not to miss out on your chance to witness some of the most mesmerizing talents that the international community has to offer. Are you a music lover? Do you want to support and celebrate student musicians? Then come to the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts tomorrow night at 7:30 to watch the Illinois Wind Symphony. Led by Dr. Kevin Giraldi, this is the Illinois Wind Symphony's first concert of the academic year. The Wind Symphony repertoire consists of William Alwyn's Fanfare for a Joyful Occasion, J.S. Bach's Fantasia in G, Paul Hindemith's Symphony in B-flat, Jennifer Higdon's Percussion Concerto, and Scott Burma's Illini Jubilee. Tickets are on sale now at KrannertCenter.com for $4. Come and support the arts as the Illinois Wind Symphony takes the stage, and stay tuned for a review of the concert by WPGU News correspondent Vinnie Maxumbel. To round us out, take a listen to some movie reviews from our news correspondents. For the film fans out there, after a relaxed weekend at the cinema, anime film Demon Slayer: Kimetsu no Yaiba, the movie Infinity Castle, topped the box office for the second week in a row with a gross of around $17 million. This beat out Universal Pictures' newest horror film, Him, directed by Justin Kipping and produced by Jordan Peele. Despite there being hype for the new horror flick because of Peele's involvement, the film landed in second place with an estimated gross of $13 million. But don't let the box office fool you. Him fails to succeed on so many levels as a film. It is a slow burn that has little to no payoff by the time that the credits begin to roll. However, the biggest offense Him does is have style without the substance to back it up. Save your money and avoid this fumble. After a limited release in theaters, up-and-coming filmmaker Brynn Chaney recently made his feature directorial debut with psychological horror film Rabbit Trap. Starring Blue Jean's Rosie McEwen alongside the Green Knight star Dave Patel, the film follows a pair of married musicians who moved from London to a cottage in Wales to complete their new album. They unintentionally record the sounds of a fairy circle, and their reality quickly begins coming apart at the seams. There is a specific technical focus on audio throughout the film, considering the main characters are EDM musicians, which makes the sound design a particularly strong suit. In addition, the film is visually stunning and stylistically cohesive. The Welsh countryside is not only an effectively isolating location for our main characters, but also serves as a beautifully scenic landscape on which we can watch them unravel. The main performances by McEwen and Patel are impressive, despite the fact that the glimpses we get at their characters remain surface level. To that point, Rabbit Trap falls into a trap of its own, style over substance. The film presents a myriad of thought-provoking themes, childhood trauma, grief, derealization, but fails to say anything concrete or coherent about any of them. In the end, Rabbit Trap certainly makes plenty of noise, but it never quite finds its voice. And that's the scoop. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out thedailyillini.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Zaina Qureshi, Gavin Westlake, Vinnie Maxumbel, Nick Rocho, and Grace Avila. From WPGU News, I'm Zaina Qureshi.